In late 1620, the God-fearing and intrepid band of pilgrims aboard the Mayflower first stepped onto the outer shores of Cape Cod, close but not quite there, in their search for a home and religious freedom in the New World. After an arduous 2-month voyage across the Atlantic, their stores of fresh water, and more importantly, the cider and beer on which most people relied for drink, were precariously low. It took several forays down the sandy arm of the Cape to find rivers that spilled fresh water, and eventually, when they moved the Mayflower to what is now known as Plymouth Harbor, it was chosen as much for its protection from Cape Cod Bay as for the fresh water flowing into it from the Jones River and a, quote, very sweet brook that flowed beside the Landing Rock, a brook that William Bradford wrote had as good water as can be drunk. He described the water as sweet, perhaps an adjective hard for us to appreciate in our modern day, unless we remember that by the 1600s many rivers and city streets in the Old World were already fouled by sewage and what we would today call gray water from bathing and laundering, and were anything but sweet or safe to drink. For our Thanksgiving gatherings today, perhaps the one thing on the table that costs little in money or time to prepare is the water that fills our drinking glasses. As a city resident, I get my water from the tap with a simple turn of the wrist. I do pay a monthly bill for this service, so it is not exactly free. And because I recently had the privilege of touring the South Fork Rivanna Water Treatment Plant, I now know a little more of what goes into making the water safe for me to drink and cook with. Our tour, led by David Golladay, manager of water operations for our WSA, starts outside in the chill bright air that has us all hugging ourselves for warmth as we walk the various stations of treatment. Raw water from the reservoir is pumped uphill to the treatment facility, where it travels through a series of 100-foot-long settling basins for processes that remove the organics and dirt that give it the dense green-brown color of raw. It's a mini lesson in chemistry as we learn how aluminum sulfate and other compounds are added to encourage the unwanted particles to clump together like small gauzy patches of snow and settle to the bottom. As the water moves on to other basins, long vacuum units remove what is now called sludge and send it down the hill to a dewatering facility that wrings out every last bit of moisture. Eventually, the partially treated water moves inside and undercover, where it is dosed a second time with lime to adjust the pH, and where small amounts of chlorine and fluoride are added for our health, and inhibitors also added to reduce corrosion from the various piping systems it will eventually travel. The treated water takes a final pass through filter basins made of crushed stone, sand, and coal to capture any remaining impurities. The result is water that regularly exceeds the federal safe drinking water standards. All of these processes are overseen by one treatment water operator at the plant, who is aided by modern electronics that provide closed-circuit TV, automated and electronically controlled actuators for mixing and analyzing water quality, pressure head, and flow through the various stages of treatment. This plant treats 12 million gallons a day and sends it into the vast distribution network that delivers the water on demand 24/7 to homes and businesses like ours. Sometimes I try to think of slogans for promoting water conservation, especially the potable water treated by treatment plants like the South Fork. One slogan might be, "If you had to carry it, how much would you use?" Possibly a useful reminder that the ease and efficiency with which potable water is delivered to our taps disguises the amount of work that goes into making it safe for us to drink. But maybe water conservation really starts with an understanding and an appreciation of what it takes to make water sweet as it travels from well or reservoir to our homes. And since appreciation is just one step removed from gratitude, this Thanksgiving, I will join in spirit with the pilgrims and give thanks for water that is as good as can be drunk. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler, or for podcasts anytime online at RyvannaRambler.org. If you have questions or comments, please call 924-0885 or visit WTJU.net.